Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today is a simple day, fam. Today is a simple day. When I woke up this morning, I immediately felt, I'm not gonna think very hard today. I just knew. As soon as I opened my eyes and said, today's gonna be a simple day. In addition to that, I have my upcoming holiday trip in a few weeks, which I'm super duper excited about. Although, packing for a winter trip is the most frustrating thing because you're packing your bulky shit and you're having your clothes in order to stay warm. And that's the most frustrating thing ever because I don't have enough space in my luggage. But regardless, I'm thrilled. I'm very, very, very thrilled. So in honor of my simple day and my trip, I'm gonna be taking you through my 10 travel essentials that I have to have with me every single time I'm traveling. The way I actually conceptualized the essentials that I was going to share today was in the thought of if I was going on a plane, what would be like the necessary things I need to have with me, and that's what I'm going to share today. Plus, I specifically created a video version of this episode, now available on YouTube and Spotify. So for those of you wondering about the product that I'm discussing or who want to see it with your own eyes rather than just hearing about them, check it out. So starting off with headphones, my AirPod, my cute little AirPod 1. Am I the only one still using the AirPod 1? I mean, they're durable. They're really durable. I never find myself needing to change it, if I'm being honest. I've seen so many people using the AirPod Pro or AirPod Max or any other headsets in general nowadays, but really, I've never really had the urge to get them. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to kind of listen to music in a better quality, you know? I know some of you out there tend to prefer noise canceling functions to kind of enhance your sound quality, but for me, I don't necessarily need that. Like, the sound quality and function the AirPod 1 have don't really bother me at all, and on top of that, I'm more of a podcast listener than a music listener these days, so I'm not really picky about the sound quality. I really am not. So yeah, I might continue to stick with this until I lose its break. Next essential is very crucial for me. It's an eye-healing mask. The reason why they are essential for me is because, you know, I spend a lot of time on my computer and I use my phone a lot and I use my laptop a lot and my eyes get so tired and red by the end of the day. So whenever I go to sleep, I always manage to wear it so my eyes can kind of, you know, relax and soothe and rejuvenate while I'm sleeping. And of course, there's no exception when I'm on a flight. Of course, I'm aware that they provide with an eye mask, like a normal one. But for me personally, that is not enough. That is not sufficient at all. Because I need some heat. You know, I need some heat. There's quite a significant difference between the normal one and the heated one. So yeah, they are my absolute essentials, and I always manage to bring a couple on my carry-on, and I can't live without them. Essential number 3, fragrance. This is the Maison Margiela Jazz Club. I've always envied those people who has their own signature scents, and it's been quite a journey for me to try to figure out which scents perfectly suit my vibe. And one day, I sort of had the opportunity to try this one, and I immediately felt, this is it. This is exactly what I've been looking for. Like, my instinct told me that this is gonna be a signature scent. So ever since then, if someone walks up to me and asks, hey Lin, do you have any signature scents? What's your favorite? And I always answer, this specific one, this Jazz Club. I think it's very much lives up to the name. It's called Jazz Club, because it smells like kind of whiskey, vanilla, tobacco, think jazz bar in New York kind of vibe. Also, if you ever watched my old YouTube video where I share all my favorite fall/winter perfumes, I've already mentioned a few times that this is my favorite one. And still to this day, she follows me everywhere. Going for a trip in the middle of winter is actually unusual for me because I can't stand the cold. It's actually contradictory because I love winter. I do love winter, but I hate being cold. You know? Like, as much as I love winter, I wish I could tolerate the cold better, but unfortunately, I can't. I get cold very easily, so every time I step outside my house, I have to bundle up. I really have to bundle up. I have to, like, mentally and physically prepare myself. So on that note, I'll definitely bring my own slippers, especially the fuzzy ones. These are not just fuzzy slippers, by the way. They are actually electric heating ones that you can plug in to kind of keep your feet warm 24 hours. But the only downside is you can't control the temperature. It's a non-adjustable, which is kind of unfortunate because you can just turn it on and off only. But other than that, they do a great job and I'm pretty happy with them. You can go wrong with a gray pair of sunnies. I typically bring multiple pairs when I travel because I just like to match it with my outfit of the day. So these are just easy black sunglasses that I thrifted. I don't know what brand name they are. I don't think they have a brand. Yeah, just thrifted, whatever. And these are vintage Dior sunglasses. They are extremely wide, as you can see. I actually get into white sunnies these days, so I love them. And these are my glasses. These are my Ray-Ban blue light glasses. Fun fact, they actually used to be sunglasses, but I switched the lenses so I can use them as glasses. I actually have pretty bad eyes. Like, my eyesight has gotten worse over the course of a few years. But here's the problem. I don't wear contacts, which I probably should, but like, they are so uncomfortable to the point where I have a fear of putting in my eyes now, which I probably get over it. So I often need my glasses. Otherwise, my eyes are so strained and red. So these are with me no matter what. Next essential is kind of unique. It's a clear zipper bag. I assume that many people bring a bunch of pouches for each item when they travel. But for me personally, that's kind of dysfunctional because it takes up so much space in luggage for one, but for two, they are quite hefty if you bring a bunch of them. The thing that I love about zipper bag is they're clear, obviously. They are clear and visible, so you can literally see everything inside them. You don't need to go through like unzipping and checking every pouches to find something, which save you a lot of trouble. So I normally pack each items in these zipper bags, like one for my clothes, one for my underwear, one for my toiletries, etc. And they are just work for me. They are work for me and they are function the best. Next essential is an iPad. I do so many things with my iPad. I edit my podcasts, I journal sometimes, I create a mood board on Pinterest, I read, although I'm not in a reading phase right now. Like, I do so many things with my iPad. I actually write every single ideas for my podcast on here. So, on Notes, my Notion. Great note app, by the way. So, on my Notion, all of my topics are written here. All of my topics, schedule, thoughts, ideas are documented. Like, this is so important for me. Seriously, I can't live without it. I personally do prefer iPad over laptop simply because it's more portable. It has all the same features as a laptop, so you can basically do anything. You can do all the same stuff on an iPad, and I use way more than I use my laptop, so this is my travel buddy and I can't live without it. Next is my camera. I actually am new to the digital camera thing and I love it. I think it's such a fun way to capture the moments, you know? I love taking pictures with a camera because it reminds me of when I was being younger and used to take pictures on a camera. Like, I vividly remember when I was 12, 13 years old, my parents got me my first digital camera, like a pink one, the same pink one, and I've been obsessed with it ever since. I was carrying it everywhere I go, taking pictures of my friends and family, filming a video, taking a bunch of selfies, you know, for memories. I have a little picture book. Yeah, like a cute little old school picture book, because I remember growing up and going through my mom's or my grandma's photo albums, and I loved it. And I kind of want to be able to make my own version so I can reminisce whenever I want instead of just, you know, scrolling through a phone. So yeah, I've been trying to capture more photos and put together a little photo album so I have that for the future, for the family, whatever. It's hard not to mention the beauty products, right? Let me show my lip combo. This is the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk, which is just my all-time favorite go-to. This you can see has been used. This is kind of like a pink nudie color that I really, really like. And I also like to keep it in me because I feel like if I at least can do a lip, it brings a life to the face after a long, long flight. So this is my favorite. And these are Rode Peptide Lip Treatments. I've gone through so many lip care products throughout my life and none of them never sat well with me. But ever since I tried them, they have taken over my life, I swear. Like, immediately hooked on them, I was like, now I can finally stick with them for the rest of my life. Okay, so this is the strawberry glaze scent that I'm obsessed with. It really gives me like a juicy, glossy, glazed lips, and it lasts a long. Like, truly, it truly lasts a long. So this is my favorite flavor. And move on to this one. This is the Peptide Lip Tint Raspberry Jelly flavor, which is the tinted version of the Peptide Lip Treatment. Now, I really, really love having a berry punch of color. I feel like that's the lip that I always love having it, especially for the winter. And the reason I like to have both is because I just don't know what my mood is gonna be. Like, sometimes I want a little color and sometimes I want a little hydration because my lips get really, really chapped when I'm on the plane. So maybe it's like the clear for the plane ride and then the color when I get to where I'm going. So I do like to have both with me at all times. Last but not least, I think this is something that everyone's essential. It's my phone. How could you not include your phone? I mean, my phone is everything. I hate to say it, but it is. I do so many things with my phone. Like, I document everything I do, so I use the camera. I keep in touch with my friends and family, schedule things out, and I have to, you know, constantly check my itinerary. I honestly don't know what to do about it. This is actually my second phone, by the way. Yeah, I have two phones. I mainly use this one for the camera because there's something about the old phone that has some sentimental value of their photo. You know what I mean? Like, their photos has some significant sentimental value, and I also feel like it gives a better selfie compared to the latest one. So when it comes to taking pictures, I do prefer this one more than my main phone. Also, it's light. You know, it's super light and easy grip. Additionally, I think the design is sleek, you know, it's slim, it's super slim, and I typically love this silver edge, like a metal color, I love it. But the biggest downside is the battery, which is quite obvious. It drains incredibly quickly, so I have to constantly charge it, otherwise I'll probably fuck up when I'm on the travel. I mean, that's what you get for the old phone, right? So I should probably get over it. But it's cute though. It's cute. Overall, I think it's worth having. That's all I have for today. I hope you find this helpful. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm always appreciating you listening and hanging out every week. It's always such a pleasure. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. Welcome to Love Being Alone World. Let's hang out every Thursday. Also, if you want to follow my holiday trip, wonder where I'm going, what I eat, or what I wear, etc., check out my Instagram, YEXLINX. I may or may not posting something that's fun and cute and exciting. Also, if you'd like to see another of my base essentials, feel free to DM me on the Love Being Alone Instagram, Love Being Alone by Lynn. I hope you're having a wonderful rest of your day, and Merry Christmas!